your best stock option. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Well, the famed Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York is changing hands, and the new owner is from China. That's right. Let's get the story from Daniel Lesser, president and CEO, LW Hospitality Advisors, which counsels the hotel industry. He's in New York City, appropriately. Dan, nice to have you with us. There's a lot of investment going into hotels and real estate in this country from China, isn't there?
Absolutely.
And why?
There have been some aggressive economic reforms in China and a much more liberal policy environment for Chinese outbound investments. And frankly, there's a very positive outlook for the U.S. economy and a sense of safetiness with U.S. real estate. And drilling down specifically to hotels, on a risk-adjusted basis, hotels typically provide superior returns than other investment vehicles.
The Waldorf Astoria, 1,232 rooms. The price, $1.95 billion. Is that a good price?
Well, it's $1.95 billion, but it's actually 1,413 rooms. The Waldorf Towers is included in the deal,
oh, okay.
To my understanding. And, you know, that clearly is a trophy asset. It's completely irreplaceable. It occupies a full city block in Midtown Manhattan, which frankly is the capital of the world, and you cannot duplicate that asset. And there's tremendous upside with that asset in that it is 1,400 rooms, but it's supposed to be a 5-6-star hotel, and it's hard to operate a 5-6-star hotel at 1,400 rooms. So I would not be surprised if we saw that hotel shrink in size dramatically, and the interior of the building, or a good portion of the interior of the building, being reworked as residential. And then I think you're also going to see some value creation in terms of reconfiguring the retail on the ground floor of the building.
Does New York take it personally when a landmark like that falls into the hands of another country?
I don't think so. I think, if anything, listen, you can go through life looking at the glass half full or half empty. I think it's a testament to the city of New York. I think it's a testament to the United States of America. This is the greatest country in the world. It's the safest place in the planet to invest, always has been, and probably always will be.
Well, there was a lot of remodeling going on when the plaza was sold about 6 years ago. Is it going to happen here? You said possibly going into condos or residential.
Correct. I think that's a great example to sort of compare with. The Plaza used to be a much, much larger hotel, and exactly what I described that I think is going to happen at the Waldorf is, in fact, what happened at the Plaza.
All right, Dan, nice to meet you. Thanks for joining us today. Daniel Lesser, President CEO of LW Hospitality Advisors in New York. Chicago has a Waldorf Astoria, mm-hmm. too, and it's owned by Sam Zell.
Mm-hmm. If you missed any part of today's Noon Business Hour, we'll have the replay podcast available shortly at cbschicago.com/audio. We'll check stocks coming up.